in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
Hello everyone, my name is David Rodriguez. I am from Bogota, Colombia, and I study a PhD in environmental anthropology at the University of Texas in San Antonio. So the herb that I'm most passionate about, it's called in Latin, Urera laciniata, but in Spanish is known as ortiga, which is part of the group of nettles in English. However, this plant has much larger leaves than stinging nettle. The botanic name of this known is Urtica dioica. Instead, the one that I'm featuring, Urera laciniata, has much larger leaves that are very lobed, and they develop prickles all over the plant. So it has stingy hairs as well, like Urtica dioica, the common nettle, but this one also has much more profuse prickles all over the plant, and they are all used to stimulate the body and also to treat different ailments, particularly related to muscle pain, to arthritis, or your joints in general, cartilage tissue. And it is applied as a flagellated application on your body. Throughout the body, it's traditionally used with this purpose. However, I conduct research within a shamanic practice known as ayahuasca shamanism, and this plant is also used at the end of the drinking session early in the morning to close up that drinking session. So basically, when people have been part of this experience, which is an entheogenic experience, it's framed in indigenous concepts as a visionary inebriant experience, and so at the end of the session you become awakened, basically, by the sting of the ortiga. The ortiga occurs throughout the Amazon basin, particularly lowlands. However, its range starts from about 700 meters and all the way to the sea level, but primarily in the Amazon basin. And it grows to be a very tall shrub, so it is primarily herbaceous, but then when it grows to maturity, it can be about 2 to 3 meters tall, and it can become a little bit woody, but not much. So the stems become very fibrous. When it matures, since it has male and females, they vary slightly. However, the flowers are very, very small, so you may see it as a raceme. Imagine like a group of grapes or grape flowers, or the grapefruit as well, as they hold into the vine. They look a little similar, but instead of the grapes, then you would see very, very little, much, much smaller flowers that develop into fruits, which are very hairy or bristly. And those are not very much used traditionally. Actually, those are the branches that people avoid to apply. Evolutionarily speaking, we can hypothesize that these prickles prevent herbivory, so animals that will try to feed on the plant will get the sting of the prickles as well as the hairs. The urtican hairs is the technical term, and so that would deter them from actually feeding on it. So the interactions are not very prominent with other species, but for us humans, that's something that we have identified. It's good for the system that I mentioned, including inflammation as well of the body, so it helps reduce inflammation. But yeah, it deters because of the pain that you feel temporarily. It's very, very short-lasting term. It can really last only a few seconds, but the skin does have a reaction to it, so we develop a little bump from each sting, but that also goes away within a few hours.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.